Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 49 degrees. Tonight, rain likely, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 38. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of rain before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 51. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, in our continuing coverage of the lead-up to Wisconsin's April 4th general election, there will be two amendments to the Constitution of Wisconsin on the ballot for the spring election. The proposed amendments are structured as two questions to voters for consideration of separate changes to Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution dealing with conditions for pretrial release of those accused of crimes. For Question 1, a yes vote would raise the conditions necessary for release, removing the word bodily from the phrase "all persons before conviction shall be eligible for release under reasonable conditions designed to protect members of the community from serious bodily harm." For Question 2, a yes vote would insert an additional paragraph allowing judges wider latitude for when to apply cash bail for people accused of violent crimes. The current language of the Constitution allows imposition of cash bail only in situations where it is believed necessary to assure appearance in court. The amendment would allow judges to impose cash bail on those accused of violent crimes based on the totality of the circumstances. A lawsuit alleged that the Republican legislature had missed the deadline for these questions to appear on the April ballot, but the questions were allowed to proceed and will appear on the ballot, that from Wikipedia. Tomorrow, we will look at the mostly watched upcoming election in the general election for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In a related story, Wisconsin Public Radio shares the following, that Doug La Follette, Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State, who has held the job for more than 44 years, announced last Friday he is retiring just months into his latest term. Former Wisconsin Treasurer Sarah Godlewski has been appointed by Governor Tony Evers to replace him. La Follette, who is 82, was first elected in 1974, left for 4 years following a failed bid for lieutenant governor in 1978, then won again in 1982. He's held the office ever since. La Follette ran for re-election last year because he said it was important to keep his office in Democratic hands at a time when Republicans around the country were giving secretaries of state more power to run elections. He defeated challenger Amy Loudenbach by the narrowest margin of just 7,442 votes out of more than 2.6 million votes cast. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.